This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Is a deal to release some of the hostages Hamas is holding close? Just yesterday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said this.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done.
Well, there's word this morning that Hamas says it's close to a deal to release some of the hostages it's holding as its war with Israel drags on. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Senior Hamas officials say an agreement could be reached soon in which the militant group would release hostages and Israel would free Palestinian prisoners. Israel, the US, and Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, have been negotiating for weeks over a hostage release that would be paired with a temporary ceasefire in Gaza and the entry of more humanitarian aid. Similar predictions, though, of a hostage agreement in recent weeks have proven premature. Hamas's leader in exile, Ismail Haniyeh, has also said they were close to a deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
So many of us are going to be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday that we're expected to break records. 55 million of us, says the AAA. Roads likely to be the most congested tomorrow. The busiest days to fly will be today and tomorrow, and the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Now to Hawaii, where officials say a U.S. Navy plane overshot a runway and splashed into a bay. Fortunately, nobody hurt. There were 9 people on board. In Colorado, there's a gunman on the loose. The search is on for a man believed to have shot and killed 3 people in a property dispute. The Custer County Sheriff's Office says a 4th person is critically wounded. In Beaver Creek, Ohio, a gunman opened fire at a Walmart last night, wounding 4 people before apparently killing himself, say police. And in sports, the Eagles beat the Chiefs last night. This is AP News. Germany's defense minister is in Ukraine a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin traveled to Ukraine.
The Pentagon's chief making a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine. On an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a new U.S. aid package.
Another $100 million drawdown,
including air defense munitions and another HIMARS system. Some European nations have scaled back support for Ukraine, and the U.S. is stretched thin amid support for Israel and a fight in Congress over more money for Kyiv. In a meeting with President Vladimir Zelensky, Austin pledged support in the Russia fight for the long haul.
I wanted to reassure the leadership.
Zelensky said he appreciated it.
It's really important.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.